Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from the Revelation of St. John, 7th chapter. Beloved in the Lord, with the eyes of faith in the divine word, we're given this morning to see what the apostle sees. Like Moses said, standing atop Mount Nebo, we gaze into one direction and we see mighty Israel gathered for war. 12,000 from each tribe, 144,000 from the 12 tribes, Christ's mighty church, symbolically portrayed as an army arrayed for battle, the church militant. Clothed with the whole army of God, they wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Theirs is a righteous battle, a just war, a good fight, for whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's anything that is excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, that's what the church fights for. It's not just a battle of good versus evil. It's a battle of love. The Lord's love for a lost and broken world against the seemingly overwhelming army of perversion. Their task is the sealing of God's sanctuary. Looking a little further, we see beyond the church on earth. There on the distant horizon is a glorious man, a righteous crew. They are an innumerable company of men, women, and children clothed in white robes. They're no longer soldiers, but victors. They wave their palm branches and sing their song. They fight no more, but now rest from their labor. These godly souls have received their just reward. They have fought the good fight, kept the faith, persevered under pressure, confessed Jesus as Lord, for the greater Joshua has conquered all their enemies. And now they stream from every corner of the globe. Now they enter the heavenly gates, following their captain who has led them to victory. Now they reign with him who sits upon the throne. Now they take their place in the promised land, the land of promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This morning, we Christians are given to see what is now and what is not yet. John's vision sets before us our task and our hope. We, like ancient Israel, find ourselves on the verge of entering the promised land. We see it from a distance. We long to walk along its golden streets. That's our hopes. That's our future. But that's not today. Today, we are soldiers. Every one of us, all who are baptized into Christ, who is our captain. And as soldiers, we train up our young and our inexperienced to wield the sword of the Spirit, rightly distinguishing law and gospel. As soldiers, we fight. We engage the enemy. Sin, death, devil, world, even our own sinful nature. It's no easy battle. Though the victory is already ours, the enemy will never surrender. As in every war, there are injuries. Sin wounds the heart and soul of all of us. We've all been scarred. Some wounds are self-inflicted as we've lived contrary to the Lord's commands. Some wounds are accidental, our fallen nature's proclivity to the enemy's ways. Some wounds are intentional. Sin always seeks to have dominion, wooing us with the adversary's propaganda. In the heat of the battle, it's easy for the more mature to despise the weak for the untrained. It's easy for one tribe to turn against another, one family or church to point fingers past judgment. At the same time, it's easy to neglect discipline, fall out of rank, follow our own path, chase after the spoils of war and the glory of battle. battle is insurmountable, that the enemy has too many soldiers, too much money and resources, that they're far too powerful for us. Thinking this makes it very easy for us to give up, give in, despair. To be honest, beloved, looking around at Christ's church, if that's all we have, there's good reason to despair. We are a sorry bunch of beggars who've been drafted into a heavenly army by water and the word. Christ wasn't looking for a few good soldiers when he found us. He was looking for sinners. Broken, beaten down sinners like you and me. Looking at ourselves, looking at even one of the celebrity soldiers in our midst, or wise leaders, or wealthy donors, or distinguished politicians, we see our fallenness. Our sins. We see them instead of Christ. Focusing on our sins or the sins of our neighbor, we much prefer to retreat. Sit this one out. We're going to begin to just fight for ourselves. War is hell, beloved. Make no mistake, you, by virtue of your baptism into Christ, are engaged in a war. A spiritual war with your eternal destiny in the balance. You cannot sit this one out. You are either the Lord's or you are the enemy's. There are no neutral parties. You cannot be Switzerland hoping the Nazis just leave you alone. You cannot isolate yourself hoping to deal with sin, death, devil, and hell all on your own.
Christ Jesus lives for you. Christ Jesus is baptized for you, suffers for you,
and is risen for you. Behold, there stands Christ Jesus for you in the waters of your baptism. Live, die, repeat. Repent and believe the gospel. Fix your eyes on the promises of God in those waters, for Jesus walks upon those waters, delivering his death and resurrection to all who pass through. As Israel was baptized in the Red Sea, so you have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. As Pharaoh and his host were trapped and drowned in those waters, so your sin, death, devil, and hell has been trapped and drowned in these waters. You are free because Christ has set you free. You are conquerors because Christ has conquered for you. You are victors because Christ is victor over all your enemies. Therefore, look to Christ today, tomorrow, and forevermore. He will not abandon you. He will not give up his beloved to the grave. No soldier of his is ever left behind. But all who cling to him by faith shall be raised on the last day. All who believe in him, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. Thus St. John's vision gives us a beautiful picture of our destiny. The end of our labor. The cessation of the war. Behold, beloved, the innumerable band of brothers who've gone before us. Even that great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. Men, women, and children clothed in their white robes with palm branches in their hands. They walk the streets of paradise and rest from their labors, for blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. These have come out of the great tribulation and made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. They pass through the waters, and the Lord was with them. Through the rivers, and they were not overwhelmed. By faith they walked through the fire of battle and were not burned. The flames did not consume them. Hold your loved ones, those who died confessing Christ as Savior. They dwell with Christ in his eternal life. There go our brothers and sisters in the faith. There is Alice, Joe, and Lorraine, welcomed into Abraham's bosom to shouts of Alleluia. There they stand in victory. There they sing with loud voices, salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits upon the throne. There they live in the eternal Sabbath. Love in the Lord. The eyes of faith and the divine word we're given to see what John sees. Such a vision is for our encouragement in face of the enemy's deceit. This vision is our hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Faith looks to Christ, who is our champion. We draw our life from his life that comes to us in word and sacrament. By his blood our robes are baptized and made white. By his supper we're fed on the resurrection itself. These are the strength and comfort for us in this broken and mortal world. Look to Christ and the mighty works he's done for you. Look to Christ and give ear to his holy word. Look to Christ and behold the love of God poured out for you and me in the world. Look to Christ and fight the good fight of faith. Persevere under pressure. Bear the burden of love. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Confess the faith. Bend the knee. Set before him your trophies. And take up the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of the living God. And carry his message of redemption to the world. The end is near. The day is coming. Time soon. Christ shall return to raise the dead. Victory is ours. For everyone who is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Your hearts and minds.